Police have identified the man who allegedly carjacked an ambulance on Sunday night. 34-year-old Sebastian Issaken of Silver Spring took the ambulance on the Beltway after paramedics stopped for a car that went off the road. The crash killed 77-year-old Alvin Hargrave of Greenbelt and hit 10 more cars before overturning. Charges are pending. One person was killed and two others were injured in a two-alarm house fire in Alexandria section of Fairfax County last night. Over 75 firefighters were called to the scene to help extinguish the flames on Barber Road just before 10 p.m. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A double stabbing near Rockville Metro Station is being investigated. Yesterday morning, two men were stabbed near the intersection of Park Road and East Middle Lane in Rockville, Maryland at about 6 a.m. after a coffee shop argument. The victims are expected to be okay. A teenager has been charged with a felony after bringing four loaded guns, several knives, and more than 600 rounds of ammunition to Middlesex High School in Virginia on Friday. 18-year-old Austin Martin was charged with possessing firearms on school property. A D.C. man is convicted of murder from 17 years ago. The case relied heavily on DNA evidence. 50-year-old John General is convicted of killing 38-year-old Deborah McKinney by strangulation back in 1997. He will be sentenced in February. And in other news, the many protests around the world are having a true impact. Police departments around the country are changing policies to lessen the use of deadly force. For example, New York City plans to issue more stun guns. Milwaukee is making crisis intervention training. And Akron, Ohio police have begun working in pairs on all shifts. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.